June 11, the cost of grace, forsaken by his father. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. Jesus was betrayed by a kiss into the hands of his enemies and hurried to the judgment hall of an earthly court. The angelic host beheld with wonder and with grief him who had been the majesty of heaven and who had worn the crown of glory, now wearing the crown of thorns, a bleeding victim to the rage of an infuriated mob. Fired to insane madness by the wrath of Satan, behold the patient sufferer. Upon his head is the crown of thorn. His lifeblood flows from every lacerated vein. Behold the oppressor and the oppressed. A vast multitude enclose the Savior of the world. Mockings and jeerings are mingled with the coarse oaths of blasphemy. Christ, the precious Son of God, was led forth, and the cross was laid upon his shoulders. Thronged by an immense crowd of bitter enemies and unfeeling spectators, he is led away to the crucifixion. He is nailed to the cross and hangs suspended between the heavens and the earth. The glorious Redeemer of a lost world was suffering the penalty of man's transgression of the Father's law. He was about to ransom his people with his own blood. Oh, was there ever suffering and sorrow like that endured by the dying Savior? It was the sense of his Father's displeasure which made his cup so bitter. It was not bodily suffering which so quickly ended the life of Christ upon the cross. It was the crushing weight of the sins of the world, a sense of his Father's wrath. The fierce temptation that his own Father had forever left him caused the piercing cry from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In his dying agony, as he yields up his precious life, he has by faith alone to trust in him whom it has ever been his joy to obey. Denied even bright hope and confidence in the triumph which will be his in the future, he cries with a loud voice, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Luke 23:46. He is acquainted with the character of his Father, with his justice, his mercy, and his great love, and in submission he drops into his hands.